Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're back with Preston, Gene, and Randall, and now we're kind of focusing on the Phoenix Lights.
Just before the break there, Preston, you were telling us about how you had to actually talk to people who were at the military base who saw the craft fly over. Now, I hadn't heard those stories. I'd seen the flares, which we know were flares coming down behind the mountain range. That's pretty obvious. Maybe those were a diversion tactic or something. And I know that there are other people who were in Phoenix, right in the city, where they saw this giant boomerang-shaped mothership come over. But I'd never heard this about this craft actually going over the base. Can you tell us some more about that?
Yeah, certainly. I didn't talk to the people myself. What I did was study this incident intently because I wrote a book called UFOs Over Arizona, and this is the main event for, I think, the U.S. This is one of the biggest sightings ever. There's documentaries on this. I've talked to witnesses myself. I looked up all the cases that were reported to New Fork because calls started flooding in there. And, yeah, this thing came right over Luke Air Force Base. There were people who live right next to it and saw them scrambling jets. At the same time, people are calling the Air Force Base to report this. And at one point, Luke said, no, we didn't receive any calls, which turned out to be demonstrably untrue because the police were also receiving calls and referring them to Luke. They kind of bungled it from the very first second.
Was this also the large boomerang-shaped craft?
Yes. Estimates range from a half a mile to a mile wide, even larger. It's very hard to estimate something like this, but most people feel it was maybe 2,000 to 4,000 feet high, actually moving pretty slowly. People watched this thing, and it covered the complete sky above them. I mean, you couldn't hold a newspaper. You'd still see it. It was, in a few cases, transparent, which I found interesting. But some people saw a solid craft, and it went over the city twice, two apparent U-turns. What I find most interesting is the flare aspect, because what happened was there were a few people who filmed this. Davis Monthan Air Force Base, south to the south, I think, in an attempt to divert attention away from this incident or to, you know, muddy the waters, released a bunch of flares. And a lot of people filmed that. That footage was all over the morning news and just snowballed this event into a huge publicity nightmare for the city officials, certainly. What a case. I mean, Fife Symington denied it when he was actually a witness. You know, there was FOIA information requests on this, which got nowhere. Francis Barwood, a city official, was the only one who did any investigation. This was a real event, which traumatized a lot of people. I think it was an obvious display on the part of the ETs. Kurt Russell, by the way, was a witness. We were talking about famous people who've seen UFOs. He saw it. I'm not sure what the meaning is behind the Phoenix Lights. There's been a lot of incidents before and since that haven't gotten that amount of publicity, but were very similar.
How about some more cases that you've been looking into more recently?
But I'm working with this lady from the Midwest who has a young teenager, and she contacted me because this weird object showed up on his dental x-ray. I looked at it, and it shows what looks like a marble underneath his back molar tooth. And the dentists were completely freaked out about it. They had no explanation for it. They asked her if her son had perhaps shot himself in the mouth with a BB gun, which both he and she denied. He's a teenager. So I took this x-ray. I showed it to a medical doctor, an emergency physician. Both diagnosed it as a foreign body and asked the same question. Did he shoot himself with a BB? I'm like, well, no. Besides, the tooth is fine, there's no entry wound, and it's twice the size of even a large BB. I asked them immediately, you know, do they have any history of UFOs? And they denied it at first. And finally, the son said, well, yeah, me and my friend were driving along, and this object with colored lights came right over our car and scared us, and we quickly drove away. This is still there. It's been a couple of years now. And while I'm going through interviewing them, they did have a firsthand visitation by Grays sort of during the middle of the investigation. She calls me up and like, I'll never believe what happened. Grays came into the bedroom and hovered over her son. She got a message that everything's fine. You don't have to worry. So that's kind of where it's at right now.
Well, at least that there's something there. I guess we would have to try to get a closer look at it to determine what it is. But past efforts to get that have been really inconclusive because they tend to almost self-destruct once they've been removed from people.
Yeah, and speaking towards that, they sometimes disappear and reappear, which happened in his case. They went to the dentist and took an x-ray, and there it was. 40 seconds later, a second one was taken. There was no evidence of it. Just under a minute later, they took a third, and it was back again.
Okay, that almost sounds like some kind of glitch in the x-ray machine.
You would think, but it's not showing up in anyone else's. You know, some of the people were so upset they had to leave the office, some of the medical professionals. I'm not kidding. This is a big deal.
Well, we heard stories about how they can move around. People claim to have had these bumps, that's where it is, and then they go to try and find them. Or in some cases, I mean, we've heard the claims by Lear, who said, you know, you try to go after it, and it tries to get away. It actually seems to move around or resist being grasped by any of the instruments.
Yeah, exactly. We have seen. I did talk to one of Lear's clients who was involved in the Coronado Island UFO incident, which I wrote a book about with one of the witnesses. And she had an implant put in during that abduction and had it removed by Dr. Lear. And it showed that same anomalies, I guess you would call them, that the other implants showed. All looked the same, like this little cantaloupe seed. Have no foreign body reaction, no calcium deposits around it, are apparently made of meteoritic iron. I have a number of cases where people have sneezed one of these things out or coughed them out. They describe it the same. It looks like this little spool, a metallic spool. One lady, she pulled one out of her ear, and she said it disintegrated in the palm of her hand. She just watched it disappear.
That is so sci-fi-like, isn't it, really? I mean, tell us a little bit more about this Coronado Island incident.
I was doing a presentation, and this gentleman approached me. He had that same, I could tell he was an abductee. And he's like, yeah, I've had all these experiences. I've been abducted by Grays. And I'm like, well, you should write your own book. You know, you could do it. And because his case sounded pretty standard. And he's like, no, you don't understand. There were six of us in adjoining hotel rooms in the Village Inn on Coronado Island. This is March 1994.
Where is Coronado Island?
It's immediately south of San Diego, right along the Mexican border. You can see Mexico. It's this kind of tourist town, but really quasi-military. It's where the Navy SEALs do a lot of their, yeah, it's like half Navy.
Would this be sort of in the same vicinity then as the whole Tic Tac incident?
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so please continue.
Actually, on that weekend, there was a UFO conference. I was there. So it was Yvonne Smith, Don Ecker, Colin Andrews, Bud Hopkins. It was a UFO conference. And that's why Mike Evans, who I co-wrote the book with, went with his wife and four other friends. There was two couples, so they all had adjoining hotel rooms in the Village Inn, which is just a mile away or so from where the conference is being held at the Del Coronado Hotel. So I believe it was there. At any rate, in the middle of the night, Mike wakes up because there's a light shining in his room, and he thought he got up and somehow hit his lip on the sink, because when he woke up the next morning, there was a big spot of blood on his pillow. His lip was fine. So it was very confusing to him. He had feeling pretty fluish, you know, kind of unwell. Felt he had a restless night, but didn't really remember much. Went to breakfast, and the two other couples were there. One of them announced that they were no longer interested in going to the conference. They don't want to go, and wouldn't say why. Couple in the second room, or actually friends, two ladies, not a couple. One of them had a fully conscious encounter. She remembered the Grays coming in and taking the other lady.
Let's do our break here. More to come with Gene and Randall and Preston. You're in the Paracast. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Close encounters, abductions, Preston Dennett, go ahead, please.
Yeah, so Mike had this weird night in the first hotel room. In the second hotel room, there's two ladies, Nancy and Lori. And Lori wakes up and Grays come in and steal Nancy out of the room in a beam of light. She can hear this loud humming noise. She heard someone screaming bloody murder in the hallway after about an hour or so. You know, she couldn't move. Nancy was returned, again, on a beam of light. And in the third room, these are all adjoining rooms, is a young couple, and they didn't report anything. Turned out she had a very restless night and did remember hearing weird activity, but just suddenly was turned off by the whole conference and didn't want to go. A couple of them did go to the conference. They noticed secret, what appeared to be secret agents following them, government people. By the way, President Clinton was due to visit like the next day or a couple of days later, which is very strange. At any rate, people started questioning what happened that night, and Mike ended up going under hypnosis and recalled being abducted by Greys. And when he recalled that, Nancy and the other people went under hypnosis as well and also remembered being abducted. And it turned out there were people in another hotel, two people who also had an abduction that night. So there was some sort of mass abduction going on. I was there. I don't remember being abducted. But it's a great case because Mike is a medical professional, a registered nurse, and was able to pull a few strings and get some x-rays, which didn't really show much, but the MRIs sure did.
What?
Yeah, they took an MRI of his brain, and there's a foreign body right near his pituitary and one near his ear. They were diagnosed as foreign bodies by medical professionals, which they say these weird things do sometimes turn up, and we don't know what they are, is what they told him.
Mm.
Yeah, he's good friends with Dr. Lear, and that's how Nancy ended up. She had an x-ray as well, and there was an object in her leg and a scar. She remembered the Greys coming in, but couldn't remember anything else after that, and ended up having that object removed. So there are still new witnesses coming out with this case. I believe Melinda Leslie was down there and also was taken, if I remember that correctly. She's a pretty famous in this field.
That is really interesting. I mean, just the fact that it happened at a UFO conference, I mean, wow. You know, these people are getting more than their money's worth for this particular event.
Yeah, weird, huh? And I thought about that, and I found other conferences that had encounters at them. Honest to God, one I was at, too, in Irvine, California, not too long ago. I did a presentation on underwater UFOs. And there was a bunch of people there, like Stanton Friedman and Linda Zimmerman and some other people, famous speakers. Mike Knox was there. He's a military guy who's done some UFO investigations and said he was visited in his hotel room and they cured him of a torn Achilles tendon. So I found this report. I'm like, wow, I was there that night. I did have some stomach problems that day, but by the way, that were pretty uncomfortable, but don't remember anything unusual. But looked up on, I think it was New Fork, and found an online report where a lady said that she was taken on board. She was a friend of Mike Knox, I think. I'd have to look this up. I did write a report on this. But she remembers being taken on board and seeing several of the UFO presenters being placed in dentist-like chairs, which immediately caught my attention, not only because that could have been me, but the dentist-like chair is something I hear quite often and is, I don't think, super well-known. And she said little helmets were placed on him and there appeared to be some sort of communication being fed to them. And I also found a report of sightings outside the hotel where the conference was being held that evening. I believe there were photographs, but I could not track them down.
I think Susie Hansen from UFO New Zealand, she was talking about, if I'm remembering correctly, she was talking about something very similar too. And she talked about actually where she was taken on board one of these craft, and there was a whole bunch of other people there from even other countries. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, did anybody take any pictures? I mean, these days everybody's got a cell phone and everybody's taking pictures. You know, why don't these people that are taken aboard then get any evidence while they're on board? I mean, at one point, you know, she was saying that there was a whole presentation given to quite a few people, like almost as if it was a presentation you'd see at a conference. And then everybody went their separate ways again. And in some cases, people say they actually remember meeting people on board one of these craft. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Someone at some point is going to get a photograph of the inside of a UFO. I think I found one case. I'd have to look it up again. I should have saved it. Where a guy had like a Fitbit or one of those watches or a phone or something. And it showed that he was taken. That suddenly disappears and he's put back in a different place. The tracker on it.
Oh, interesting. Like it's got a GPS on it.
Yeah.
That would be pretty interesting.
It was great evidence. I should have saved that case, but I was in the middle of a research project and working on something else. But
oh, man, there's so many of them out there to sift through these days. It's really, really difficult to be able to sift through all the cases in detail. But that's really interesting, though.
You know, because we've got plenty of photographs of UFOs in the sky darting around. Not many of landed UFOs. Not really legit that we can all point to. There's few photographs I think everyone accepts. Like the Heflin photographs, I think they're legit. Rex Heflin in Santa
right.
Ana. And perhaps McMinnville photographs, I find them very convincing. But a lot of photographs these days, I mean, you can't trust them. Unless a person is willing to stand behind with their testimony, put their name online, I'm even reluctant to look at them.
Oh, I stopped looking at most of them. I mean, now and then something will catch my attention, and I'll get onto a bit of a YouTube binge where I'll go through a few hours of looking at videos. But typically, very few of them. Some of them actually are pretty interesting. There has been a few dash cam and cell phone ones that have come up fairly recently that they don't look like they were fake, right? So, but because there's so many of them and the amount of effort it takes to find the good ones, I think you're right. I think a lot of people just see so much that is obviously fake.
Yeah, there's just no way you can trust them. It's a real problem. And I'm not sure what to do about it. Like you say, there's so much out there. That's why I like kind of the older photographs.
Well, you see, that's an interesting point, too, why the older photographs may be genuine, but most of the new ones appear to be fake. We got a lot more to come with Preston Dennett and Gene and Randall. And Preston will also be on After the Paracast, which is part of the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. More to come with Gene Randall and Preston Drin.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical storm Isaias is dumping rain and whipping winds along the Florida coastline. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Isaias to a tropical storm. The wind shear and dry air today really served to weaken it. However, we do expect it to gain strength as the night goes on and to regain hurricane status.
While it was a hurricane, Isaias tore up some islands in the Caribbean. It lashed Cuba, ripping roofs off homes and inundating streets. In the northwestern Bahamas, people who are still trying to recover from last year's devastating Hurricane Dorian endured 75-mile-per-hour winds that tore apart buildings and knocked out power. The storm is expected to regain strength into a Category 1 overnight. This is USA Radio News. The clock is ticking for the White House to finalize the next coronavirus relief bill. Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee on Fox discusses the meeting between Democratic leaders and the Trump administration.
I believe that negotiation is the process of two parties who completely disagree, trying to find middle ground. And there's an indication that there's been some progress, and that's I have to take that as a positive step. We've got a long way to go, but I think we got to get it done. We have a real problem in this country that we have to address.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking on President Trump's priorities during the negotiations.
It is a priority for the president to make sure that we deal with the issue that unemployment has run out and the rental eviction.
Eight American servicemen are still missing after an amphibious vehicle went underwater during a training mission. It happened off Southern California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're back with Preston Dennett, and we're talking about briefly about the UFO photos, which appear, at least there are a few, are the real old ones that look like they could be genuine. But nowadays, is it because the cheap or even the expensive smartphones can't take really good pictures of distant objects, or it's so easy to fake them? Why don't we have some really good ones from the modern days?
What I do like is the video taken over Mexico City during the eclipse of 94, around there. This was taken from some 20, 30 different locations. Thousands of people saw this thing. There was no way to cover this up. That's good footage. You can find that online. So that's definitely semi-trust. And that's what we need. Multiple angles, multiple witnesses, unless someone is really willing to do the investigative work. Because I do think there are some great footage out there. We just need to have a real investigator get the whole report, write it up, get the witness report. Most people are not alone when they see UFOs. It's the disinformation problem. And it's so easy to just paste in a UFO by even an amateur. But that's another problem. People are just doing it for fun.
Right, yeah, I think the real serious hoaxes are still in the minority. Like, yeah, it's obviously for fun, somebody is making this up, or the media, and this is really has become a pet peeve until, well, maybe a little bit more recently with the better stories coming from, like Gene said, the New York Times, but you'll see the media just use the headline as, you know, UFO spotted here or something like that, because they know that that's going to guarantee them a certain number of clicks.
Yeah, but there's still kind of a media cover-up on this because it's not mainstream news. And there's reports on a constant basis. New Fork and MUFON receive reports every single day, dozens. And what, 1 in 10 people report to an official agency? I'm going to say it's much less than that. Almost, I always ask people, and I've only got a few cases of people who actually reported it to New Fork or MUFON. So probably closer to 1 in 20 or 30 or more.
Right. We hear this, though, and then so I, okay, I'm playing skeptic here now. I go, okay, well, then I should be able to look out my window right now, which I'm doing, and see one hovering above my field, and it's not there. And I go out fairly regularly, like I mentioned earlier. I was out watching Neowise, and I had my binoculars with me. Awesome view of Jupiter. Jupiter was far more interesting than Neowise was, actually. But just in 3-4 days of going out and sky watching, not one unusual thing. So where are they all then?
You might try taking night vision binoculars out. You can see a lot more with that. Unusual stuff for sure. I don't have a pair. I want to get one because I've used them and seen stuff for sure that you would not see with your naked eye. We're in quarantine. Our entire planet. They're not landing. I don't know why. I wish they would. I'm ready to worship our alien overlords. It can't be any worse.
The people who want to be our overlords now, I mean, and I don't think they're the kind of people you want to worship. But then again, some people look at so-called aliens about those who reputedly travel around in their flying saucers as very much like gods.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're just like us, but look different. I think the grays are probably human, really. The more I've investigated it, because first of all, they're hybridizing with us. Second of all, yeah, they've got big heads and no hair and very little noses and so on. But they're humanoid, essentially, just like us in most major features. And according to the cases I'm investigating firsthand, and I can march out other cases from other researchers, but from John Mack, David Jacobs, and Bud Hopkins and others, the grays are hybridizing directly with us and have told people flat out that they have been genetically damaged, and that's why they look different.
Yeah, that's part of the conspiracy theory about Dr. David Jacobs, because the impression I get from having interviewed him on the show here a few times is that this hybrid race that ET is creating is eventually going to take us over. We just put them in strategic positions, and one day we wake over and ET is in charge. No shots fired, no advance warning. They are just here. Of course, some people may welcome that.
Yeah, and then we'll all be what, slaves to mine their gold? I don't think so. You know, we're not going to be breakfast for aliens. It's the book
to serve man.
I think that's a fear-based viewpoint and not really taking in all the evidence. Aliens have already taken over. They've been manipulating our race for apparently thousands of years.
Well, not in a very friendly way.
Well,
if they're manipulating us, why do we have this mess? We have a mess out there right now around the world in many ways, not just the pandemic, but wars, disputes, global warming, you name it, we've got a mess. If ET is in control, is that what they want?
Here's the way I look at it. I think they've got this long-scale plan, and if you want to go back 500 years, it's much worse. Go 400 years, still real bad. I mean, you can go 100 years back, it's much worse than it was now. Things have improved a lot.
Look at so that's death. Because of ET. ET is basically has a 10,000-year plan, and 10,000 years from now, boy, it's really going to be great. It's going to be paradise. But right now, the next few hundred, forget about it.
What I'm saying is that we are progressing, and there has been ET manipulation with our race, I believe. This is what one of the witnesses, many witnesses have told me this. One was told flat out, the Grays told her, we've been manipulating you for centuries. We've manipulated the genes of not only humans, but animals. They told her specifically dogs and cats. They boosted their emotional intelligence to better relate to humans. They said that people who they thought were angels were really them. But here's my point. The human race in the last 100 years alone has doubled in longevity. And I'm not saying the ETs are responsible, but I wonder, because look at this case. This is from Jim Law in Gainesville, Florida, who's had abductions by Greys pretty much his whole life and kind of got over the fear and was at the point where he could talk to them. They come into his bedroom and he's like, hey, what you guys again, if you're going to abduct me, fix this hernia I have. And they said, we know of this condition that you have and we will repair it. And they did, right there in the in his bedroom. And he asked them, why are you abducting me? And they said, we are interested in your genetic ability or propensity to live a long time. And that really rang a bell with him because his grandfather was 106 and still strong and spry. Rang a bell with me because I've heard other cases just like this where ETs are, you know, improving the longevity of abductees. I've heard it a number of times.
Right, but why can't they do it on mass scale?
Who says they're not?
You know, really?
One guy in the...
Well, you know what? How about, you know, what was it? Carl Reiner, famous comedian, actor, director, writer. In his 90s, he died. I guess of natural causes. Why couldn't he live another 10 years?
Yeah, it would have been nice. I think that they're doing the best they can. Or, I don't know. I mean, I can only speculate.
My speculation is, this is fun where we have fun. I say ET is feckless. They proclaim all this stuff. They claim to accomplish things that could have been accomplished just by the fact that humans are a little bit smarter scientifically these days and they found ways to prolong life. But why should we depend on ET to do that? Why can't we do it ourselves? More to come with Preston Dennett and Gene Steinberg and Jay Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Preston, aren't we selling humanity short? If we require ET to do this, why can't we do some things? Or isn't it true there are a lot of things out there, good or bad, are being done by us?
Yeah, I think this is one of the, you know, people say, oh, why aren't the ETs landing? I think they know better. For one thing, we have to solve our own problems. This is what they told a couple who I interviewed. It wasn't an abduction experience. They were invited on board. They did have missing time, but under hypnosis, it was very friendly. This was a case in Sedona, Arizona. They had this object following them, and then they would follow it, and it followed them, and finally it just dived into a field. They thought they ended up having missing time. And under hypnosis, remembered being invited on board. It was very nice, very calm, almost human-looking guys, but did have bald heads and large, dark eyes. They said the craft was very simple, not much to it. They were taken to separate rooms. The husband doesn't really remember anything, but the wife remembers a lot. And she talked to them. She's like, where are you from? And they said, we're from a place you don't know about yet. Typical kind of evasive answer. They told her that we are helping people who are helping humanity, but we can't just take over. You have to solve your own problems. They were alternative healers where they lived in Hawaii and were very influential in their community. And that's definitely a pattern I see, is people who are doing help for humanity in some capacity are often the ones who are being contacted like this. So, yeah, I think they are healing people on a limited basis. I think it's one of their primary missions, honestly. I've documented some 300 cases. He had a healing. He was healed of tendonitis by these ETs. I think there's very positive aspects to this whole phenomena. I don't think they're trying to take over. They could have long ago if they wanted to. They are interested in all things human. Very interested in Earth, that's for sure. Everything about us is... They love us.
Where do you think they come from?
Well, I wish I knew. Zeta Reticula has come up in a number of independent cases, not just Betty and Barney Hill. I've heard specific names, everything from Orion, Cygnus. One says the Andromeda Galaxy. I'm like, well, that's an entire galaxy. Are you kidding me? I mean,
yeah.
Usually it's very evasive answers. Behind the moon, or... a place you don't know about yet, or it's not important, or you wouldn't understand. That's usually the answers people get when they directly ask.
Yeah, well, like, try me is what I'd be going. Like, try me. because I, you know, I'm not that stupid. I can probably understand what you're trying to tell me if you tell me.
One guy asked, and he's like, where do you guys come from? He was talking to these very tall praying mantis type beings, and he asked them where they come from, and he said the room suddenly expanded in size and became a 3D star chart, and he could see our solar system and just a huge field of stars, and way, way off in the distance this red light was blinking. And he said, that's where we come from. They actually named their planet. I asked him what it was, and he says, I couldn't tell you. It was a lot of syllables and unpronounceable.
Oh, perfect. That reminds me of the movie K-Pax, you know, with
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They ask him where he came from, and then he has the meeting with the astronomers and points to this planet and this star system that nobody else is supposed to know is there.
It's a very science fiction-y aspect to all this. This is what kept me out of UFO research. Like, aliens don't look like us. They wouldn't. How could they? What are the chances? Here we have a situation where pretty much universally, when someone sees an ET, it's going to have arms and legs, a head and eyes and a mouth. Those are almost always there, even in, like, robotic entities.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird to me. I mean, where are the tentacles? Where are the blobs?
Well, maybe they just don't build UFOs because they're not designed to. You know, it seems like the whole design of creatures like ourselves is to facilitate the construction of things, like societies and houses and ships and aircraft and so on. I mean, if you're just some kind of blob, that's not going to happen. You might get plenty advanced enough, but you're not going to build anything.
I think there's a lot of different types of grays, probably different types of praying mantis, and reptilians, and the whole gamut of just strange humanoids in very large numbers. I mean, we're completely surrounded by stars. There's absolutely no way we could be alone. That would be inconceivable and illogical. Just doesn't make any sense at all. So it's very hard to, you know, understand and categorize.
Or maybe that's all just maybe a big illusion. Maybe we are really only dealing with one race from a fairly nearby star system that is creating all of these experiences for people in large varieties just to study how we'll react to it.
We're trapped in the matrix. I mean, we don't know. I don't think so. I really do think the extraterrestrial theory is the one that fits best. There are, you know, the school of Jacques Vallée and Lauren Coleman and Jerome Clark, that there's some sort of control system or alien intelligence that takes on different masks. There's some validity to that, I think. There's some very strange reports that make it hard to say that this is ET. But, you know, some people say, no, these are demons. And I don't think that's true either. I don't think they're necessarily time travelers. Though there are a number of reports you can march out from the grays, which really do support that. So I don't know. There could be different explanations for a lot of this. But I feel like ET, in the classic sense, biological beings from other planets, is the theory which fits best. And once these alien craft that are being held in Air Force bases like Area 51 and Edwards and Norton and Rendlesham and all over the United States, once that comes out in the alien bodies, we know. I mean, you cannot and no longer deny the presence of extraterrestrial beings.
Well, of course, what you've got here, too. I mean, okay, let's look at it logically again. What we've got are these large motherships. Most of the cases that we see aren't of those. They're of smaller craft. And, of course, if we go with what Stanton Friedman would say, these are probably something like smaller shuttlecraft or that are being dispatched from the larger ships. So, in other words, they're not traveling from distant star systems in these small 30, 40, 50, or even 100-foot wide ships. It's the big ones that are coming here, and then they're coming down. Well, then it seems to me that if there was going to be motherships hanging around, we'd see a lot more of them. So maybe what's happening is they're just dropping off these away teams or away parties with these smaller, highly advanced ships, and they stick around for a while, and they seem to have places to go themselves. And one of them seems to be off the West Coast, where people have seen these smaller ships going in and out of the water. Do you think that they've got bases here?
I do. It wouldn't surprise me a bit. I can't prove it, but I've built a very compelling case, I think, for a base off the Southern California coast, for sure. Because it's a huge, huge hot spot. I thought for a while that it might be somewhere there in the mountains, but kind of shifted towards the ocean when I got more and more reports. And the first thing that really made me think something is going on in this area was just a huge number of reports over a very long period of time in a sharply defined area, which is kind of the San Pedro, Santa Catalina Channel. So I put them all on the map. You know, I plotted each one, and it's just thick. It's very thick, right off the coast of Malibu, Santa Monica, Venice, Rancho Palos Verdes, north to Santa Barbara, down to San Clemente even. This is just north of where the Tic Tac incident occurred. So that might be part of this whole complex. I think it is. And that was my first real data point. But the second one that kind of clinched it for me, not clinched, but really made me scratch my head, was when I was getting reports of large numbers of objects. Not 5 or 10. I'm talking 20, 40, 50, in a couple of cases, 3 or 4, over 100, 200 objects. And these are coming from below, not from above. People are seeing them come from, like, behind the ridge or, in a few cases, right out of the water. So what's going on? If there's not a base, there's a parking lot.
It's too much to think that, you know, the fleets, even fleets of small craft, it doesn't make any sense that fleets of small craft would make an interstellar journey.
Yeah, I've had a couple of people contact me about tunnels in that area. They're like, you know about the tunnels? And I'm like, well, no, tell me.
We are going to enter this tunnel, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes with Gene Randall and Preston. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.